Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, almost, man, I had a little difficulty there. Regardless, this is Fernando and Fernando Poniente Show. Thanks for listening, 347-884-8125, here on blogtalkradio.com. So much to talk about today. Hey, I do apologize, I want to apologize to the listeners out there. Wednesday, boy, was I under the weather, huh? Yeah, so you can tell probably right now, you know, a little sniffles, a little there, but I am okay, so fear not, my friends. So much things to talk about today. You know, we talk about it's Friday, you know, thank goodness it's Friday, it's TGIF. I want to know if you're tired of turkey. I'm still, you know, nibbling on those leftovers. Mainly when I talk about Black Friday, you know, once you share your experience on the Black Fridays, you know, headaches. We've got to read some of the news regarding Black Fridays and all that. Call in 347-884-8125, or you can join me in a chat room as I open up right now. you can go to Block Talk Radio. You know, I want to apologize for all the cough and sniffles and the things going on right now because, again, as I mentioned before, I'm still under the weather. So we can talk about that. Talk about some news also, some on this date, we're going to be talking about maybe some sports, if you're lucky enough, we'll talk about that. Let's get Winston, my co-host on the other line here. What's going on? Hey, where's the turkey? That's gobble, gobble.
In my stomach.
In your... I want to apologize for not calling the show the other day. Have you taken NyQuil? You know, I think
have
it's like take have yeah have you, you know, kind of I like to when I take those, you know, I tend to like just go overboard once in a while. You know, I took two capsules or something like that. But anyway,
yeah,
and that kind of knocked me out. To be honest with you, I'm still feeling it, but
yeah.
I slept like a baby, and I'm still feeling it. I mean, it felt good. It felt good, but enough about that. So, did you wake up early in the morning, Winston? What did you buy for me? What did you buy for Fernando?
Nothing. Not really nothing.
Nothing. What?
Two people asked me for my autograph.
Whoa! Really? Where at? Where are you at?
Huh? I was at the Hattiesburg Mall, and one old woman, and then another dude, 27, says, I listen to your show all the time. And
wow.
And say, well, yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you listen from? So you listen from Blog Talk Radio? I'm like, no, you can't listen to Blog Talk Radio because, you know, nobody's in the chat room. I said, no. He said, I listen on Live 365. I'm like, well, thank you, you know.
Oh, that's an FM, isn't it?
Huh?
Was that an FM? FM radio that you're talking about, you're doing on the site?
No, it's a website. It's a website. You go to live365.com.
Oh, right. And then you pretty much like, you upload it there or live
it's
stream?
Automatic. Live stream.
Okay. I was wondering if you hook up your Block Talk Radio there?
Yeah, kind of. I kind of run on a server.
Oh, okay. All right.
I kind of run through my radio station and then I can put, you know, I put Block Talk Radio servers in there. Like the thing, and then I just plug it into the radio station, take that stream off my radio station, put it in Live 365. Yeah.
That sounds good.
That's wonderful.
Sounds good and wonderful. Wonderful.
I have a new website, too. New website.
You got a new website?
Yes. Go to talktimeradio.webs.com. And
W-E-B-S.
This is like WEBS.com. this website, you make your own profile. You can have registered. And it's like Facebook. You update your status. You update your status, and people go, and you have friends on there and everything. Mm-hmm. Has all the information you need to know. Just go to talktimeradio.web.com and sign up there. I just made it about two days ago.
Real? Did you add me up? I told you to look me up, man. Fernando Poniente. I should be there.
Did you add me? Did you sign? I mean, did you register?
On webs?
Yeah, talktimeradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, talktimeradio.web.com. And you can sign up on my website. You can be a member of my website.
Webs, I think, all right. I'm going over there right now, so bear with me.
Okay, that's fine.
Talktimeradio.com.webs, so you have Ken Pettigrew in there, I think. National News, Word, political cartoons and all that. Yeah, that's...
That's not mine.
Who's is this?
That's newsnetusa.com. You're going to.
No. I didn't go there. I saw the banner. The banner. You got live stream in there, the widget live stream, and...
Yes, that's newsnetusa. Look on the corner. You see my live stream. I'm going to add yours in there. Do you have a logo? What logo do you want to put in there?
Do I have a logo? That's just a logo I use for my Blog Talk Radio, that little...
Okay. You know. So you can go, like, right over to the podcast and look at all them logos. I'm just wondering, because I'm not going to say I stole them.
Yeah.
But I kind of got my conservativealliance.org, got permission, and now just kind of right-click. You can't right-click on it. Make sure that you couldn't right-click and copy it. I told him that, you know, to cheat, you know, trying to save his photo. He made them his own. So I said that'd be not fair for me to do that. So just make sure nobody else steal.
Yeah. So I see that you have what do you call that? Is that yours? Ads by Pulse 360. Did you put that in there? Because I think that's already. There's some kind of ad Pulse 360. Ads by Pulse. That's under the sign in.
I don't know. That's just there. That's just there. I'm gonna register my website for like a domain, talktimeradio.com, and that probably will go away.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't add that in
there. Yeah. Okay. I was wondering because of whenever there's a webs or anything like that, they have to plug in stuff in there. They used to be free webs. They used to be free webs. I remember getting a beta version or beta invites from a free webs, and I've been using the free webs. And then they switched to webs. They used to be free webs, but I still have an account from them, and that's I use free webs as a data source, and that's where I store all my stuff, like pictures and stuff like that. And it's a real cool thing. But anyway, go listen up, listeners. Talktimeradio.com. talktimeradio.webs.com and you'll see Winston Spitz straight from Mississippi. All right.
Yeah.
Where was I? We're gonna be go ahead.
You know the people that broke in the White House, you know, the ball, you know, they kinda went in there.
Right.
I'm trying to get them on my show. I just added that guy to my Facebook and we've been chatting. Say about getting on the show. That's going to be interesting. I kind of want to get him
cool.
The media attacks him. I want to kind of, you know, the media is going to attack him, like, you know, so I want to kind of get him on the show before, you know, Fox News. I think he got an interview with Glenn Beck for long.
Glenn Beck or Hannity. Hannity would be sweet, too.
Yes.
Glenn Beck or Hannity. I'm telling you. The Hannity. Boom, 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 boom. But we're going to talk about some stuff, some Black Friday stuff, okay? Listen up. Walmart's actually ripping people off. That's what people are telling them. Apparently, Walmart has put an advertising about $198 laptops in there. But people showed up. Yeah, get this, man. And people arrived at Walmart store and they expected, you know, purchase what they call the e-machines. You know, those creates the laptops and all that.
Yeah.
For $198 for a Black Friday price. And they were surprised to find out that the entire shipment of 37 units has been assigned to other customers the day before. So a store manager over there actually admitted that the only way the customer to know that tickets allowing later purchase of the machines were being distributed early would have been to call the store and ask. So you would have to call in and ask. They didn't say that. It was just saying, they were saying that we're selling $198 for a laptop, you know, for
that's
Black
weird.
Friday.
That's a disgrace. No, they shouldn't do that. And then I think, well, let me ask you this now. How do the people that called in know that this was happening? I'm going to ask you that question. They advertise it? Call in, be the first 30 callers, you get a 30
laptop.
They
have no way to find out if that, you know, if that's a really thing. See, when they show up and people shows up and they're like, you do have to call in first and order that, you know, so you can get them here in the store. And it's
how
like,
were
it's,
they
it's,
supposed to know?
Exactly. It's bad practice when it comes to advertising. But I think they're getting, bombarded by calls and complaints about that. And and people are saying, oh, that sucks. That really sucks because it does. Why would the people like that's e-machines a laptop there cost like over
it is yeah
I think less than $1,000 it's not that much but still $198 it's like and people lined up for that you know could you imagine lining up there just I think this is it's going to it's gonna backfire as far as like the Black Friday when it comes to Walmart now so they would
oh
have
my
to,
goodness yes
strategically they would have to come up with something. Next Black Friday, otherwise people are going to be talking about this, and you know, radio people are going to be talking about this. You and I are going to be talking about this. We're going to be, you know, it's going to be word of mouth. It's going to be a viral sensation here. It's going to be nothing is going to go right with them because they screwed up. You know, whoever did this would be fired.
I mean, if I stayed in line that long and said, and I've been looking all year to play for this time, and said, I want to go get this laptop, and the cashier said, oh, you got to call in, sir. That cashier would have went home and put on the phone and said, why do you have a black eye, honey? Because I promise you, I might have been, I'm not going to hit a woman, but I'm going to put, if a man said that to me, I don't know if I could ever get out of prison, because I would have been choke locked so hard. Do you know how bad that, have you ever stood in line for Black Friday, Fernando? I'm pretty sure you have.
Yeah.
Especially down here in Hattiesburg. No, this is no joke. We have a, big mall down here in Hattiesburg, kind of like Douglasville, Georgia, big, you know.
Right.
And, and that's why I got the autographs on people in line. But anyway, these people line up, and then if I would have stayed in that line, you think if I'm going to get a laptop, I would get my laptop? I mean, wouldn't you say the same thing? What would you do, Fernando? Would you go up there and say, oh, okay, or would you like do
I
that?
Would,
period.
Man, dude, if that ever happened to me, I mean, God forbid, I would probably ask the Lord for for strength because there's if I would have to line up to that waited to the cold night for a couple of hours and finding out that it's bogus advertising give me general manager if I would have to dig up Sam Walton out of the grave no I won't do that
wow
yeah I won't do that I'm just saying that I would what the other people called race hell I was just like, why is this happening? You know, this is. I will demand some kind of compensation.
Yeah.
I would demand some compensation. I'll tell you what, because it's.
I would get
wrong.
Mad. I would have to repent what I would do. I'm serious. I think maybe from a standpoint, if I. I don't know. I don't see how it's possible. How do these people know, though? How do these people know? There had to be some way. They had to say these people know that to call in and get, they said, oh, we're sold out. They had to know some way.
Somehow. So whoever's listening out there, Walmart, if you're a representative of Walmart Incorporated, or if you have a stock, here we go. Let's say you're a stockholder. If a Walmart Incorporated, I would think it over. Or I would just, probably, contact somebody. Let's get someone.
Definitely.
Let's get someone somebody out there and strain this out as far as like giving those out. I mean, people lost like 3 hours or 4 hours out of time, you know, waiting to get into Walmart and come find out. They're saying not giving, there's no $198 laptop does not exist, and you have to call prior to that.
Physical contact.
He's just bogus. All right, we're gonna move on here real quick, and we're gonna be talking about. We gotta stick with the Black Friday because I know this today's Black Friday. I think they're still doing some kind of sales out there. They're still doing it, and actually some other stores actually extending the Black Friday event until tomorrow. You know, and fear not, all the listeners out there. You know, I just want to get all this thing straight up because it's, you know, Black Friday and Black Friday weekend is actually not. You know, that's quote unquote not the day. This is not the biggest sales or discounts or whatever you can. You know, I mean, media and all retailers and all the people is giving this thing just a hype. It's actually the weekend before Christmas. It's
exactly
the most retail sold and deals. So if you can't wait, you know, if you can't make it tomorrow. If you can't wait until the next week and then buy tomorrow, but I'm just saying it's like if you don't have money tomorrow and if you can't make it tomorrow, just wait till next week or weekend.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, not next week, but the weekend before Christmas or whatever. You know, do it online. Right. You know, there's Cyber Monday coming up this Monday. You can go to shoppingsuperhighway.com. Click on the great deals in there. That's gonna tell you all the great deals. You can even shop in your pajamas. Nothing. No fight, no brawls, anything. Speaking of brawls, actually Black Friday, and you think this Black Friday is gonna pass, and it's like it's gonna be the coolest Black Friday, there'll be no fight. You know, and it's the coolest, and it's gonna be safest. Nope, here we go. Hear me out here. It's actually happened where does it happen? Like in California, yeah. Also and it also happens in New York. There's a Black Friday. Actually, there was a fight broke out in by electronic sections, and they're actually trying to the people are fighting over the last items that was on the shelf, you know, and actually, you know, store manager called the police. You know, I'm not going to mention the store name. I mean Walmart. Walmart in New York and also in Los Angeles. You know, some store manager called the police on 2:44 a.m. asking for assistance in dealing with the customers, quote unquote, who were fighting inside. So the store had remained open. Remained open all night as security precaution after Walmart's workers in Long Island, New York. So this one is in New York. Remember that thing with the person got strangled in New York, I believe. Last year. Excuse me. That's why they have to revamp the security and all that. But, you know, they didn't, like, really stop the fight. But, you know, again, this is only one report. But what do you say when people fighting them? Let me ask you this, Winston. I know that when you go out there shopping and there's a lot of deals going on, I mean, you get this predatory, like, human instincts come to you and you gotta get this. And whoever gets in my way is gonna get hurt, man. You know, like you got this. And a lot of people just say, you know, to cut you off or you know, you're trying to eye the item, let's say for the radio or whatever, or something, and you know, it's on sale and someone just cut in front of you and grabbed it. Would you be mad, Winston? What would you do?
I would say so.
You'll be mad. I'll say, what are you doing? You know, I'm like, couldn't you tell I'm looking at that sales right now? No, you didn't. You'd be like that, right?
I'm a person that can control my rage at times. And I did say at times. But this is not a time to control my rage. Because this is a a stupid thing to say, but I would probably end up hitting somebody.
if someone cut me off, and I would have to say something, you know. And most of the time,
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know, if I have to say something, I say, "Hey, excuse me, I'm looking at that, you know, or excuse me, I'm here first, you know, that's not wrong with that, right?
Right? Well, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. See, majority of the time, it's that stupid people that cut you in line, and, you know, they're the one have, you know, if they so think that they have the right, they have the right to give you an attitude. And it's like, what? What do you care? You know, so I've seen it.
Exactly.
Not happen to me, but I've seen it with other people. You know, when people cut on line, and people would say, excuse me, you cut the line, and the other guy's like, what?
Yeah,
shut up. You know, they're like, they do that. I'm
yeah.
Like, ooh, man,
Oh. It isn't. I mean, those guys in the South, we have some smart alecks. And especially when you say something to somebody that you have no idea you know, and, some people are nice, you know, they say, hey, you know, you might not know them. But
right.
Somebody gets it, for any reason, let's say, like you're saying, somebody gets it from the line, you say something to them, and you come with anger with them, some people cannot stand that, and they're going to end up barking back. And make worse time, they're going to do it in a physical contact. And they don't know why we like that far, but we do. I guess we're some kind of depressed because northern people call us rednecks. Well, we are, but but we like use that rage to like hurt other people. You know, like, I've never been. I've been seeing it happen before, but I've been there in Katrina. Somebody got killed over a bag of ice. So that kind of explains to you.
That's
Mississippi for you. That's Mississippi for you right there, okay? I'm not saying anything bad about Mississippi. They're not bad. I'm just saying. We are aggressive people down here in Mississippi.
Yeah, so, I mean, when people, you know, if when people ask me, say, hey, what do you think of Mississippi? I would say, man, don't go over there because they're violent. They'll kill people for an ice bag. I mean, for a bag of ice. Hey, you remember, you know, every Black Friday they have this, you know, I mean, a lot of people is like, they have this paganism mentality, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As far as that, the reason I said it is because of the symbol and because of the icon that they create, right? I'll give you a good example. Christmas. I mean, who created the Santa, the big, fat, red, bearded guy Santa? It's Coca-Cola. Right, that's an icon. Who created what do you call it? Saint Patrick? We got this. You know, it's all about drinking now, and you know, a lot of people actually not knowing what Saint Patrick is all about. So, Saint Patrick, and also, you know, Saint Nicholas would it
yep.
be the Santa Claus, Easter bunnies. The Easter bunnies, you know, where am I getting at? I'm getting at where it be called because of the Black Friday. I know in the past that you remember Tickle Me Elmo, correct?
Yeah.
Well, it was huge back then. I mean, there was people who flock to the store and get those and fight over that little stupid Tickle Me Elmo, you know, stuff like that.
That sounds just like it, by the way.
Oh, my gosh, I just straightened my throat on that doing that. So, anyway, Tickle Me Elmo kind of pushed aside. And last year, I don't remember what was last year.
Yeah,
I think it was like a Barbie or something like that. Some stupid Barbie.
Yeah.
But now, today, today, Black Friday of today is actually they called Zuzu, a robotic stupid hamster. They're actually creating a big attraction as a footstool or an object, an icon for this doorbusters people. You know, Black Friday. Dude, look at that little cutie Zuzu thingy. Ugh, I can't stand it. It's just, it's a hamster. Yeah, they call the Zuzu fanatics. I don't know if you're in front of, I don't know if you have a computer. Google Zuzu. It's Z-H-U-Z-H-U. It's Zuzu. There's like Zuzu fanatics out there. It's a robotic hamster that does all this.
Let me see it.
Little, yeah, do it.
Google it. What's that spell again? Hold on, man. The computer
Z,
is like...
Z, Z-H-U, and then space, Z-H-U, yeah, like Zuzu.
Pet, I said right here, where it is, right here, Zuzu Hamster. It was like, as soon as I put a Z in there,
yeah.
It hit right up. What is this thing?
As soon as you put Z in there, it came up. That's like, oh, that's...
I went to images. Why don't you just buy your real one, Mike?
Yeah.
Less responsibility. You don't want to have to keep up with it. You're kidding me, folks. Come on now. Okay, it can talk. Okay. Wow.
That's what, you can talk, and oh my goodness, it's just, it's a Zuzu thing.
We need to get this for the press people. They don't have nobody. It's alone. They just, here's this, there's a pet. Why don't people like literally have these pets for? So they can interact with them. Won't you interact with the family?
Yeah, I remember like back then, what is it, Beanie Babies and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh man, I can stand that. It's just, But anyway, what did you, get something today? Did your mom get something?
She got me some. She got me some pants. She did some Christmas shopping a little bit.
She didn't get you any Zuzu?
No, I wanted one, but they kicked me out because I tried to steal one. I was like,
You're probably like, Mom, what the heck is this? It's a Zuzu, son. Oh.
You never heard one of these? She probably told me, you need to go to Whitfield. And Whitfield, by the way, is a psychotic home in Jackson.
So Zuzu is supposed to be like this hamster. It's made of Taiwan or China or something like that. I mean, they've always given us some stupid.
Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at photos of children playing with this. I can picture the government putting some kind of probing device in this. I can see it right now. These children are, like, so happy. With it, they have their own little ball. They put it in, like a little ball, like a little hamster
right.
ball.
It's actually collectible. It's just gonna, people collecting them, and it's going for like $8 a piece. And you know, you can like
comedy. I mean, keep making up. It's similar to comedy, but again, get a real hamster. If you want something, it might not talk to you, but I guess if you're socially depressed, I mean, nobody talks to you. So I guess the hamster is kind of, you know, get one of them. Mm-hmm. What do you call it, Baby Alive? Whatever you want to call it. It's just I don't know. I have nothing more.
Yeah. Let's get into politics a little real quick here. I know that, you know, we. There's called the Barbie twins. Is actually they used to be an ex Playboy pinups. They're called Barbie twins. I don't know how long ago with that, but anyway, I just caught my eye on one of the news. Is actually they were slamming President Obama over animal rights issues. Okay, what I'm trying to say again is they don't care about. You know, abortions. They don't care about the economy. They don't care about immigrations. They just care about pets. You know, there's a Barbie twins. I don't know. Barbie twins that used to be an ex Playboy pinups. I mean, they have I don't know if they have. They probably have one brand put together. I mean, that's the Barbie twins.
Yeah.
They have a.
I mean, I hate to say this, and I know you're probably gonna say what, but I feel the same way. I mean, I know it's funny, but the economy is my main fall right now.
Yeah, you're picking up on different things, though. Like, you know, not just the pet or you know, animal issues.
I hate to say this, and I know this is bad to say, and I'd probably regret it before I got the show. But if a human was in debt and a dog was in debt, mm-hmm. and the human was more in trouble. That I'm, when I say in trouble, I mean gonna die anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to go for the dog. I know that you never want to get caught with me in a fire and with a dog beside you because you know where I'm going to. But I mean, if he's gonna die, there's no. I can save one. Why should both die? That's what a doctor does. He said, if I can save this patient, but this one's gonna die anyway, I don't want both of them to die. At least I can have one leave and help
right.
the family know to have both die. That's my concept of thinking is if this human is in danger, I mean danger, and he's gonna die anyway with fire, he doesn't, you know, have his skin, this nasty, but have his skin is done burn off. I can't help him anymore.
Right.
I can't help him. And I'm gonna go for the dog now. There's no reason to lose two living things. I won't say things for a human because humans more intelligent. A human and a dog
human has soul. I mean we're God picked us over animals and all that.
Yeah.
But what do you call it? I want to put this in there. PawProject.org, project.org. It says they're the full time animal activist.
Wow.
And they have a bone to pick. You know, with President Obama because of what they call the Healing Arts Bill. You know, it's one of those things that in California, which allow veterinarians to prohibit any interference in regards to a surgical practice of what they call declawing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, declawing. It's like they will declaw your animals, your cats, without your consent.
Wow.
This is what they, you know, the empowering, you know, this is what the Democrat wants. And when I want to get into the, I don't want to compare this to like human life or anything like that, but this is, listen to this. There's actually a bill, you know, a same, I don't know if it's the same, but it's a similar to, that's my opinion at least. You know that the doctor or the kids and the teachers, you know, if you have a daughter then going to school, and you know, they will they can have your daughter go to like abortion clinic without your consent. Did you hear about that? I didn't go through the healthcare bill and all that stuff and all these things, but I think it's in there. I think that's the things we're trying to pass is, you know, giving the school, you know, basically the doctors and all that, all the rights, and giving them the all the power to, you know, control over your daughters or your kids. I mean, it's, you know, as far as like the birth, you know, birth control pills and the giving away and stuff like that, and that's what main thing that I have a problem with. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I'm not comparing the animals to the humans, but it's just like it's kind of a you know what I mean? That's a similar hint to it, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this Healing Arts Bill? I mean, I think it's cruel. It's cruel. They can declaw your cat.
That's the point though. See, my cat I have home, we feed it, okay? But some it don't eat. And it only time it does come in and eat is, you know, when it's hungry. But if it's outside, instead of just coming in, it will go get a rat. And we have seen it coming time. I don't be nasty here. I don't have to be nasty here. But we actually have caught this cat, get a rat, kill it, break its neck.
Now,
let me ask you this:
Are they declawed? Are they declawed?
Well, no.
She don't stay inside anyway.
She don't stay inside anyway. So I mean, you know,
that's my main problem. Right. The same thing as your problem. It's like, you know, let's say if they get out of the house and, you know, they get lost or whatnot and they need to.
They can't hunt.
They can't hunt. They can't dig. You know what
they'll
I mean?
They die.
They can't. Yeah, they'll eventually die. Die. Yeah, exactly. Just like taking free lungs out of
your beer, yeah. Or yeah, that. Well, wait.
I don't know why
fish you
compare
that
long.
To that, fish don't need long.
Right, exactly. Hey, it's 34 minutes into the hour. I'm going to take a break real quick, sip a little, cut a cup of tea. My little throat is a little scratchy right now. What I'm going to do is play some music. This is Who Am I by Casting Crowns. Hey, we got to stick around. We'll be here with you. 347-884-8125. We're going to do that. We're going to do some updates. Sports update. So Winston's next on the sports update, and also we're going to do the on this day, too. I'm late on that one. But anyway, this is Fernando and Fernando Puniendo's show with Winston's Pit. This is Who Am I by Casting Crowns.
Choose to light the way for my ever wandering because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Catch me when I'm falling. You told me who I am.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Yo, welcome back. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Ooh, we have about 18 minutes, so we got to try to squeeze everything in here, so he's going to be fast. 347-884-8125, if you want to say something, you know you want to, or you can hang me on the chat room. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. Let's get Winston here. What's up, Winston?
Oh, nothing. Got some good football tomorrow, but the Packers and the Lions have done covered it up this week, 34-12.
That's right.
I like that
Woo-hoo!
One.
I like that one.
That was the Packers. Yeah, the Raiders surprisingly getting beat. I'm just kidding. I don't know why I said surprisingly. By the Cowboys, 24-7. I think the Cowboys would lose. The Raiders are pretty good. Broncos and Giants. Broncos win this one 26-6. Final score.
What happened to the Giants? Oh my gosh, I was rooting for them. Oh man.
I think Eli got a little too much pressure. But guess what? The saddest news of all time. The Taylorsville Tartars has got put off in South State. We lost to a kind of a good team. They are pretty good since they beat us. They are real good. But they won to us, and it was tragic. 33-10.
Oh, man. Well,
and
well
I know
you got to lose some
play hard. We did not play hard. I'm going to tell you now we didn't, because if we did play hard, I'm pretty sure that score would have been backwards. Would have been in that match.
You mean like the defensive end or the offensive?
The offensive end, because they had a good defense. Their offense was okay, but see, their defense was great. The defense was great because you know why?
Right.
Because they kept puncturing the line, the offensive line. It was puncturing, and that's why the quarterback got kind of nervous and on time threw it away. And when he did throw it away, you know, trying not to get sacked, he ended up getting an interception, or when he threw it to a guy getting under pressure throwing it, and the guy ended up missing it. So it was the quarterback, it was the defensive line, and it was the wide receiver. The defense could have done a little better to stop the run, but I think it was all because of them, the offense not producing enough runs to give some confidence. So I think the offense was mostly to blame in this one. Interesting.
Wow, interesting. So what happened next?
It went downhill from there. I mean, they didn't even keep scoring no more after
all
that
right,
much.
Well, I mean, what happened next after this game? I mean, what are you?
Nothing. We're through.
Right. So you're through? Nothing? No second chance? I mean,
nope.
You didn't come up with like third, fourth place or anything like that?
We came up second place.
Second place. Oh, okay.
That's right, not good enough.
Tough side. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm still congratulations. You guys, I know you guys put a lot of effort. I'm just trying to, you know,
we always did.
The second thing, yeah. So that's, you know, wasn't a totally lost, but you know, all the effort you guys put in there.
Hey, can I ask you a question? How do
yeah.
you spell prosecute? That's a question, really.
Prosecute.
Like yeah.
S P R O S E
P I O.
Yeah, prosecuted.
There's
prosecuted and there's persecuted.
I want someone like you to be prosecuted for this, like go to jail. Or
prosecuted
like,
would be PRO.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. I don't know why you
asked
that.
Oh, dear.
All right. So that was it for the news for the sports today?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Tomorrow action is pretty good. The Egg Bowl is going on tomorrow. Woohoo, the Egg Bowl. Mississippi State versus Ole Miss. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a,
oh,
you
yeah.
Know, Ole Miss, that's going to be a good one. Alabama. I say Bama. I mean, Alabama.
Did
up
you watch?
Go ahead.
Right. No, did you watch the Texas A&M and the Texas University, the game?
That was a shootout,
man. That was a shootout. There was, man, they scored like more than like 30 points football.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah, they were throwing touchdowns left and right. I mean, they were awesome. So anything else with that? I'm going to go into my on this day. How about that?
Go ahead.
All right, we'll go ahead in there. On this day, that was Winston's kid. You did a pretty good job on that one. I have to say it. On this day, it's actually November 27th, 2009. So if you guys are going to be podcasting this in the future, it's 2009, Winston and Fernando, live on the Fernando Poniente Show.
Woohoo.
November 27th. So maybe you guys, you know, maybe whoever's podcasting this, like maybe 20 years from now, contact us.
yeah.
Please don't hurt us. But anyway, on this day, November 27th, the Senate voted actually 92. This is November 27th, 1973, when the Senate voted 92-3 to confirm Gerald R. Ford as the vice president, succeeding Spiro T. Agnew, who'd actually resigned. That is history. That's history for you. Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is exciting. 1901, on this day, the Army War College was established in Washington, D.C. The Army. Remember the Army College? That is right. Yeah. So, 1970, on this date, actually, Pope Paul VI, visiting the Philippines, was slightly wounded at the Manila airport by the dagger-wielding Bolivian painter disguised as a priest. That's interesting. 2003, on this date, President George W. Bush flew to Iraq under extraordinary secrecy and security to spend Thanksgiving with U.S. troops. I don't know if you remember that back in 2003. He actually just like, where's the president? And he like just appeared right over in Iraq. They're like, no one knew. And it was just like, wow, that is just awesome.
Yeah.
Current birthdays. Today's birthday, actually, Carolyn Kennedy turns 52 years old today. Carolyn Kennedy.
Wow.
The Kennedy. One of the Kennedy, actually. Catherine Bigelow. Yeah, one of them. Catherine Bigelow, a director and producer. I don't know if you guys know that. She actually turned 58. Also, Bill Nye. Remember Bill Nye? You know, the science guy, Bill Nye?
Oh, yeah.
Bill Nye, the science guy. Bill Nye, the science guy. That one. The rapper Scoob. The rapper turns 39 today. Scoob Twista, the rapper, turns 37. And also Jaleel White, which is the Oracle. Did I do that? Oracle.
Yeah.
Jaleel White, he turns 33. And actually, Allison Pill, 24. She's an actress.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever had a birthday today, a happy birthday to you guys, my Facebook friends and MySpace friends. You know, I'll take care of you guys. I care about you because you're the only friends I have. That's a joke. But anyway, happy birthday to those people in there. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what's the, what's new in the, well, how do you, okay, let's back up. I'm going to ask you a question, Winston Pitts. What are you going to do from here? Day to like Christmas. Anything planned? You interviewing somebody's famous?
Yes, next Thursday, that's a week from tomorrow. Well, actually, 6 days from now. 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. We're going to interview a congressman that's running for California. So we're going to kind of get that in there. So that would be a good one.
So how are you going to spend your you looking forward for the this Christmas?
Yes, I'm not looking for sleep before.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I've been both.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't believe in Santa Claus. I don't.
I do.
I, uh, They lie to me. It's you know, my parents just lied to me about Santa Claus. I mean, Tooth Fairy? Come on. I mean, who would believe a Tooth Fairy? Did you believe in a Tooth Fairy?
A little bit. No, I don't know. Probably not. No, no.
A little bit. Oh, remember that thing? I want to talk about this woman. Remember that thing we talked about, that guy? There's a image of Jesus on... Right on the window, right in there.
Literally.
But
yeah.
There's a new one coming out right now. It's actually a Massachusetts woman. She actually sees image of Jesus on her iron. Get that?
Wow.
What's up with this? Yeah. A Massachusetts woman who recently separated from her husband and had her hours at work, you know, cut, you know, so it was cut down, her hours were cut, and then moved into an apartment, and says an image of Jesus Christ she sees on her iron has reassured her that life is going to be good. That is something. I mean, this is what I separate that from other people. All right. I mean, she's not saying that she's gonna start bowing to this iron or put him on a pedestal of some kind. You know, and she's saying this is, you know, image of this is just saying that the life is going to be good. That's it. You know, and it's actually a brownish residue on the bottom of the iron. Looks like the face of a man with long hair. The lady is 44-year-old. He was raised Catholic, and her two daughters agree that the image looks like Jesus, and it's proof that he's listening. And the lady tells the newspapers that she hopes her story will inspire others during the holidays, and she says she plans to keep the iron in the closet and buy a new one, of course. Oh, excuse me, I'm just having an attack right now. What say you, Winston?
Interesting.
I mean, you didn't give her... The thing is, see, we all fall into that trap, you know, because I believe... Because I know that last week during the Bible study, you know, when the church I go to...
Yeah.
The teacher was, like, saying something about the level of faith, you know, saying that the other people, and this is what it talked about. I mean, she's, and I can, you know, I have faith. I don't have to see Jesus on the front of, you know, like a mark or brownish color of something, you know, to have my faith. See, the thing, I'm not putting her down on any kind of thing. That it's just a different type, a level of faith. You know what I mean? I mean, who knows? Maybe God put that in there. Maybe God says,
exactly.
Hey, yep, you know, from now on, you're going to have faith on me, and I'm going to make this, you know, this whatever brownish spot to look like, you know, something that you want to look, you know. I'm not saying I don't believe in miracles. It's got to be a miracle. It's got to be something like, you know, who. I mean, look at. I don't know if you go to Fox News, you're going to be able to see that. If you go to CNN, you're going to be able to see that. Going to AOL, and you know, you may be able to see that little picture of the bottom of the iron, and there's some there's like a brownish spot in there, and it does look like some like a man with long hair. I mean, that's simple as that. You know,
interesting.
Yeah. And I do follow that, and I do follow all that stuff that people are saying, you know, claiming that, you know, hey, look, there's an image of you know, Mary, Saint Mary, or Mary, Virgin Mary, in my toast. You know, I kind of like, you know, get the pictures and I save it on my desktop. I mean, on my folder. Weird, isn't it? You should do that. I'm not trying to compare. I'm trying to compare that, and I like it. I don't know why. I'm obsessed with that. And I'm not saying I'm gonna pray over that. I'm gonna say I'm gonna just, you know, say, hey, this is my idol from now on. And no, of course not. You know, I just like to collect stuff. Weird stuff. Maybe, you know what she can do? Maybe she can put it up on eBay and see how much is they, you know, people would, because that's what other people do. They put that thing up on eBay and just get some kind of money out of that, you know? Maybe that's wrong of me thinking. Yes, it is, Fernando. You're wrong. Well, tomorrow, actually on Monday, you know, catch me on Block Talk Radio. You know, you can find me on Facebook. Just type in Fernando Poniente. Just type in the coolest guy, cool guy, and I'll be the first one to come up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, time him, yeah. Type in the coolest guy in the world. I'll be the first one ever. It'll show up right then. My face will be in there, and it's just me. Oh man, I don't know. Yeah, again, you know, I want to apologize to people out there, whoever's listening, for my voice right now. And I sound like I have something in my nostril, so I don't know. So what's going on with the thing, Winston? The healthcare reform, all that. They're gonna be able to debate on that, right?
That's good. If I had the chance, I'd be the first one up there to do it.
Yeah. So all right, I'm gonna give you 2 minutes. Hypothetically, let's say you're gonna represent and say, let's give Winston the word of something wisdom today,
yeah,
about the healthcare.
Yeah.
All right, go on. I'll give you a microphone. Go on, Winston.
We'll see what's going to happen is we are going to actually collapse as an economy. Of course, we already know this because Obama has said they are fundamentally going to change it, and I do believe that the healthcare system is okay to a standpoint already, because there's an adjustment we need to make, of course. Insurance company getting too much money, that's not right. Doctors giving too much money, that's not right. The people that are receiving the Medicare, the care, is not getting enough because, I mean, we have people dying left and right because of simple mistakes, such as a scalpel leaving in some kind of somebody's heart, or leaving in, or a sponge or something like that. And then we still expect them to pay for that. I don't think so. You might have a big lawsuit that you can pay him with that, but that's still not that point. You know, you still aren't going to pay and all that. But see, our healthcare system right now is going on a steep decline. Everybody knows that, and I think we need to, simply from a standpoint, need to reform it, tweak it up, as I said, tweak it up. And again, like Ken Pedigrew says, it's Radioactive, Richard Dean, says it's not Obama's fault. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's a Democrat. What do you expect from a Democrat? Obama's a very extreme left. And we voted him in as a Democrat. And he's doing what a Democrat should do. And what a Democrat's doing right now is not. I'm not saying a Republican will be any better, but also Glenn Beck says, do not. Why do we have to vote for a Republican for the rest of our lives and not a Democrat for the rest of our lives? We should vote for the people that are going to run this country correctly. No matter what, it could be a Democrat, it could be a conservative. My bad, I don't mean a Republican. A conservative. Republicans are way, way right. A conservative is kind of right there on the, I wouldn't say the middle, but kind of on the, so that's kind of it.
All right. Well, thank you for taking up the pulpit.
Oh,
that is good. we'll do this again Monday, 9 p.m. This show is brought to you by the shopinsuperhighway.com. Shopinsuperhighway.com. You shop on Monday for Cyber Monday. You get all the good deals and stuff. And get some cash back. Once again, I'll thank Winston Pitt straight from Mississippi
Welcome.
Pipelines. And Pipeline. I am out. Adios. Bios con Dios.
Later.
Later.